că ceva de nana, ca ori hanana, că ceva de nana, ca ori hanana, că ceva de nana, ca ori hanana, ca ngadar Shiva Shambho Shankar, Gangadhar Shiva Shambho Shankara.
It's good to start the new year with a chant to Lord Ganesha to remove the obstacles of whatever the obstacles seem to be.
That's what I felt.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Paramatma ki jai, Gurudev Bhagavan ki jai, Satchasangha ki jai. Happy New Year, everyone. Yeah, I see through the gallery that people are saying Happy New Year back. 2023. And I didn't bring a topic into satsang today, so I'll let you or ask you to bring your views, your questions, your insights into the satsang. I'd like to say that maybe I've said this last year. However, I'll say it again. The mantra for this year is, let us see, we will see. Let us see, we will see. And it'll offer you a length of patience and stillness and observing. So there it is. I'm going to wait now until I see some hands up. And I'm going to stay with you for about an hour because we're still here in Tirtha Satcha following up with some things, some events that have to occur tonight because people are leaving soon, within a day or so. So is there Michael O'Shea? Great. Hello, Michael.
Happy New Year, Shanti Mai.
Happy New Year, Michael. I was looking at your website the other day. It's really nice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. yeah, so I hope you all had a lovely New Year. And I don't know what else you guys celebrate this time of year.
We celebrate Christmas. Christmas trees and presents and, yeah, like that.
Yeah, yeah, nice. What I wanted to bring this today was it was just I guess over the holidays I had a birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday!
I could have told you that. Yeah, thank you.
How many years? How many years, Michael?
78.
Wow!
I know. You're all shocked. I know.
I know. You're getting up there, 28.
Yeah, it's. It's getting there for sure, yeah. But you know, it's been an interesting time over the holidays because I don't know if it, I think it has something to do with, with just with this stage of life I'm in, and I feel like it's a transition time, and where am I going with my work and where are Margaret and I going, over the next while And there was some discontent and maybe some fear around that. And I found myself getting into some stories about it. And Margaret had just been randomly going through. She takes a lot of notes at your satsangs, of course. And she had brought one up. I think it was probably something you had said in India, but it was, I'm part of a bigger story than just my little story. Let me just say it right. Yeah, I'm part of a bigger story than just my little story. I found great comfort with that. I think I know what you meant by that. There's something much bigger that we're all a part of. I found some comfort with that, you know, with framing it that way rather than my fears and concerns and discontents. Yeah.
Creating your fears and concerns.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. And it was, I mean, you know, you refer a lot to, you know, these thought streams we get into and, you know, that was just seemed like a way out of that, a way out of,
oh yeah,
you know, that I can create a different thought stream. And
that's right.
Yeah.
And the key, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you don't know where you're going until you get there. And isn't it a day by day kind of life? I mean, for sure we can consider the future, but still, even when we consider it, it's a minute by minute vertical kind of life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because what people do is that they create these ideas and then they have to live with these ideas that they create, and it creates fear. It creates trepidation, creates a lack of faith.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the bigger picture now.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And there's a lovely quote by Chief Seattle. He's a First Nations chief from, I don't know when he lived. I think it was in the 1800s or something, but. He has this wonderful quote where he says, "You know, I'm sitting here feeling sorry for myself, and meanwhile, I'm being carried across the sky by a great spirit." And
how beautiful is that?
Yeah. I thought that aligned so well with, you know, that we're part of the bigger story.
I think you have to be very, very careful about feeling sorry for yourself before there's even anything to feel sorry for.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing fine. That's the thing.
And always doing always doing much better by being with you.
Love you, Michael. Yeah. You know, these thoughts that people get into, they just pull them down more often than not. I was saying last evening or the evening before that when we really befriend silence, when we really befriend silence and we get the language of silence, which Chief Seattle said, I'm being carried across the sky, across time by the Great Spirit. So he could hear something much greater than his self-made sorrows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you cease thinking incessantly, your thinking will be very clear.
Yeah,
very bright,
you
very intelligent.
Yeah, you,
ta-
You had talked about that in your in your immortality transmissions about, I forget how you put it, but it was lovely. It was you know, take your thoughts to silence, or take it like,
yeah,
like there's always that opportunity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because there you see, there's no fear, there's no concern, there's no trepidation, there's no trap. And you can see the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that Chief Seattle got a lot of the bigger picture in view. Mm-hmm. But the Great Spirit is also carrying you across time and the sky and the earth and events of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
A very beautiful statement that he made. Mm-hmm. Thank you for telling.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah.
You don't know where you're going to go until you get there. Don't make yourself sad. I was saying also in the satsang recently, I can just imagine, so I'll take your scenario in hand, in consideration here. And I can just imagine Michael at his last breath saying, how I wish I would have created more drama in my thoughts. I just, oh.
Or will you,
at that last breath, say something like, I have loved.
Mm. Yeah, I have loved and I have been loved. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't worry about Michael. I don't. I love to see you, though.
Every I love time. To see you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Give Margaret my love too.
I will. Yeah. Okay. Love you, Shanti Mai.
Love you too. With all my heart. Is there anyone else who I don't see another hand? Maybe satsang is finished. Ah, there's another Michael. There's another Michael. I have something going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Michael.
Hello. You said, don't worry about Michael. I don't.
Yeah, good.
And
yeah.
It's the same here because, you know, it's amazing how life can change in just one split second.
Yes, it can.
The 3rd of November, I was trampled down by a car. I was on a bike, and this car trampled me down, and then he ran away, and I realized, the hospital realized that I had 4 out of 5 broken bones in my right foot, and also the left foot was not very good. So I was supposed not to do anything with my legs throughout at least 5 weeks. And you know, I have always had some challenges asking other people for assistance when I need it. And I know all about what it is about at the inside. But this time, universe decided we need to force him, huh? So I was forced to ask people, taking care of my dog and a lot of things. And what I realized was so amazing that, for instance, there were 2 of my friends who took our dog on vacation. And those 2 women, they didn't know each other. But when they were to exchange the dog, they came to know each other. And today they are the very, very best friends. So this about sharing, when I ask for assistance, I really help somebody else at ways which I would not have imagined at all. And another one, I was to pick up a Christmas packet by some charity organization, and then I couldn't get there. So one of my friends said, okay, I'll pick up in the car. And he realized that he has been living across this very close building with all those, what do you call them, secret people, giving charity every Christmas. And he's been living just across this very big, closed building all his 10 years. And I was wondering, what is behind that building? And now he was to follow me. I was in the wheelchair, and he was driving me inside all over in that secret building. So he was also very, very happy just because I asked him for assistance. So this shows the genius of the Great Spirit is teachings are sent when they are relevant.
Mm. So
I've been locked up here in my apartment almost 2 months. And the funny thing, I've enjoyed it.
Unlock yourself there, Virgin. Why don't you go?
Sorry?
Why are you locked up in your apartment for 2 months?
Because I couldn't use the leg, the foot. I was...
Because that foot situation happened just recently. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it happened 2 months ago.
Okay.
And I was smashed by a car. And then I was ordered not to use the leg or the foot throughout 2 months. So I have been in a wheelchair in my apartment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it was just like I'm very active a lot of places. And now I was supposed to be here in my chair and put into retreat by the universe, so to say, and also forced to ask other people for assistance and realize the genius. When I ask for assistance, I give something quite different and unexpected to the other people.
It is where everything is helping everyone and everything all of the time. And this is a Buddhist concept. I can't remember the name of it, unfortunately. What is it?
Interdependence.
Yes, the interdependence of all things.
Yeah.
So hold on, Michael. While you're asking a neighbor for a dog sit, and it turns out to be something really good for two people, the earth is spinning, the sun is shining, the night is coming, the food is growing, the air is ever present, the prana for life. So it's in these little times, like in your apartment.
Yeah.
It's like a great machine, the universe. It's like a great machine. Everything is helping everything at all times. One should never feel alone or isolated because everything is functioning for you in every way, shape, and form. Mm-hmm. At all times.
Yes, and also I realized that teaching which I received was really timed. I have always had difficulties with asking people for assistance.
And yeah, but the person who built, wait a minute, the person who built your house assisted you, the person who made your refrigerator assisted you, the person who made your bed assisted you. The person who made your blankets assisted you. The person who made your clothes assisted you. The person who cut your food assisted you. I'm saying that why we have a hard time when we're being assisted all of the time.
Yeah. And sometimes it's a nice thing to be put into that kind of teaching forced by the universe. So I was forced to ask for assistance, and then I realized, wow, this is how it works. So yeah. I was cured for this. I mean, and I'm so grateful because things happen. And I just need to follow them. I mean, I just...
It's very interesting that Michael O'Shea just spoke about the greater the greater awareness and the more constricted awareness. And you speak about the neighborly asking, and there is a, without the functioning of the great mystery, even creating the dreaming of a world, it would not even be possible for you to ask anybody for anything. No. If somebody didn't design your skull and your vision and your perception and your voice and your ears and your body and your environment. Those are great teachings. I have to move on, though. I have to move on.
Yes, thank sister. You. Happy New Year. I love you.
Oh, I love you, too.
Really?
Take good care of those feet of yours, you hear?
Yeah, I will.
Namaste. There is Juan. Hey, Juan.
Shantimai, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, Iris. I don't know how you say it. You say it.
Yeah, Iris. We say Iris. But Iris is lovely as well. You see, I was here alone just sitting with God, and then Iris came just when I was my
thing. Uh-huh. God is the pillow? That's true.
Also, yeah. Yeah, lovely to be here and lovely to talk. We are talking here, I really, really relate. Is I was thinking, I love the mantra for this year. Is just what I need, what we need.
Really it gives lovely. A lot of space, and it gives a lot of patience, and there's faith in it.
Yeah.
And there's observing in it, and there's love in it. Let us see. We will see.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, at these times, sometimes thinking about the past year, the coming year, oh, now is really time. This I'm going to do, or this is now is really time to move on or get in. You know, it gets sometimes charged with a lot of ideas of like how, or now is time to, or like, we're like, is really like, let us see, we will see, and that brings some peace and some silence, so we can listen to actually when it's time to some action or
you know, when you
find our place,
when you ask questions like that the answer is always to live in love. That transforms a person, that transforms a life, that transforms the world. I was telling somebody the other day also on Skype, they were talking about the world being in such a shambles and such a mess, and it is. And I wrote back to them and said, what you want to see, you will see. What you want to find, you will find. So what do you want to find? What do you want to see? Swami Muktananda of Ganesh Puri used to say, where you are focusing thoughts, that is where you worship. That's what you're worshiping. So when you create fear, or the idea of fear, I'm not sure you even create anything, but when you create the idea of fear, then you're worshiping fear. Mm-hmm. When you are focusing on doubt, then you're worshiping doubt, according to Swami Muktananda, which I always thought that was a very brilliant thing to offer, a very brilliant statement. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So I, you know, like Michael O'Shea, one day at a time, live in love, and don't ask anything in return for love, because once you give love, it's already there. So if you ask for return, there's some way you want it to come in, there's some way you want it to look, but when you're pouring it out of your heart, then it's already full and perfect as it is. you've had that experience already, it changes one from a taker to a giver. When you give love, when you offer love, you live a really good life. When you don't, you might live a good life, but not as consistent and revealing and wonderful. Very simple.
Yes.
Yeah. Iris says yes because her dad says yes. You're teaching her. It's really, really important. You don't say how, you just do.
Yes.
Yes. How can anyone instruct you in the natural way for you to live? Only you can do that. Only you can conduct the experiment. You either do or you don't.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all God. It's all the play of consciousness. See, you either do or you don't.
And that faith releases really from a lot of questions, a lot of stress or fear may be created on the way, because it clears really a lot.
Yeah, it becomes a faith-based. Faith means I have no idea.
Yeah.
That's exactly what faith means. I just don't know. But I'm not going to get excited about it. You know, I'm not going to do anything. I just don't know. I don't know. You know, sometimes people have been saying that they're concerned about the unknown. I got news for you. Every minute is unknown. Every minute. So faith is something, some kind of partnership, some kind of love affair with the unknown. The bigger picture.
Yes. I love that. And I love you.
I love you too.
Lovely to be a satsang.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. And Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year to everyone.
Thank you. This may be a very short satsang because there's not another hand, and it is New Year's Day, and I think we're going to go off to dinner. And I just wanted to say Happy New Year to you. I love you with all my heart. You are my great fortune in life. There's no question about it. I am so fortunate. Premo, you want to sing for the people? Happy New Year. Namaste, everyone.
Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara, Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Shiva, hara 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 Sahara. Jaya Guru Omkara. Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Brahma Vishnu Sarashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva. Brahma Vishnu Sarashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva.
Thank you. I want to say one more thing before we leave, Sri. So recently, one has come and said, whenever I have any problems that I feel like I cannot contain or solve myself, I always put it in the hands of the divine, of God, which I feel is always the best anyhow. So my prayer for you is that which is divine means undividable, true in all, without doubt, inexhaustible, infinite, and is all that is. That pure wisdom within my heart guide me, and I have faith. I don't know. I have faith. It means I don't know. I'm just moment by moment moving through my life, breathing. And as Chief Seattle said, while I'm sitting here feeling sorry for myself, the Great Spirit is transporting me across time, across the sky. I'm flying on the wings of that heart. So my prayer for you is to hand it over to the divine within you, the bigger picture, the interdependence of all things, the love that transforms the misunderstanding into absolute compassion and understanding and a moving forward. So I wish you a happy new year. Blessings to you and a great love flow over your life this year. And yes, yes, faith is a yes to not knowing. Namaste.
Thank you, beloved, and all for who gather with us today. What a wonderful way to start the new year. Look forward to seeing everyone next week when we meet at 10:30 a.m. Central European Time. God bless all. Happy holidays. Namaskar.